Welcome to the M-Wave Pro Orientation. My name is Tom Beckman, and I work on the Health Professional Group. And I'll be guiding you through the features and functionality of M-Wave Pro. This orientation is mostly applicable to the M-Wave 2 program, except for pulse wave, power spectrum displays, and multiple users and databases. This is a follow-along tutorial, and you'll need to have your M-Wave Pro program installed on your computer and up and running with your sensor plugged in. So what I'd like you to do is to start your program, and we're going to start off with preferences. On Windows, go to Edit Menu, Preferences. On a Mac, go to the M-Wave Pro menu, Preferences. The Preferences window will pop up. And on the General section, uncheck Always Open Mandala if you'd rather not have that little mandala window pop up every time. You can alter a default session length. You can enable multiple databases, which we recommend for health professionals who are working with hundreds of clients over time. And I'll talk more about this feature later. Click on Print at the top of the Preferences window. Here, you can enter your contact information. So if you give a client a printout of their session screen, your contact information will be at the top of the printout. Click on Sound. Here's where you can alter sounds and how they're played during a session. We pretty much leave this alone, but you can enable and disable sounds, change sounds by clicking on the sound file names. If you'd rather hear sounds less frequently during the session, you can click the Play Only on Change box. Under Soundtrack, if you check the Enable box, it'll play the selected music during the session. This is primarily used during the My Inspiration activity, which we'll be talking about a little later. Click on the Advanced label at the top of the screen. The top two checkboxes are checked when you have one of our games, the Dual Drive Racing Game or the Tropical Heat Jet Ski Game. This allows communication between the M-Wave Pro program and those games. If you're on a restrictive network, like a government, military, corporate network, that doesn't allow M-Wave Pro to talk to the internet, check the Local Library box. This enables access to the local copy of the documentation, which isn't updated very often, so don't check this unless you get an error message when accessing the library. Down below, I would recommend that you uncheck the Always Prompt New User for HeartCloud box if you're a licensed healthcare professional, as you don't want your clinical sessions going up to a HeartCloud account. Let's go ahead and click the OK button, and we're back on the main screen. Now we're going to look at the HeartMath library. You can see a book icon in the far upper right-hand corner of the screen between the magnifying glass and the question mark. Click on that, or you can go to the View menu, HeartMath Library. If the window doesn't pop up right away, look for an extra button in your taskbar at the bottom of the screen. Sometimes the library ends up hidden and you have to look around for it a little bit. In the HeartMath library, there's a lot of great resources. There are descriptions of all of our programs and information on a wide variety of topics that I urge you to look through at your leisure. Right now, we're going to focus on the science section in the left-hand column. Click on Heart Science Overview. On the right, you should see an ECG trace and a little blue box. You'll notice that the time between each pair of heartbeats is different. This is because the heart is constantly speeding up and slowing down. This is what is meant by heart rate variability. So we take the time in milliseconds, convert it into beats per minute for each pair of heartbeats, and then plot that on a graph. Scroll down to the frustration appreciation graph, a little ways down the page. and you'll see the plot of heart rate variability data. This graph covers about 200 seconds. And if you look at the left-hand column, vertical axis, you can see that this person's variability is ranging between 60 and 90 beats per minute. This is from an early experiment where subjects were asked to evoke a feeling of frustration. Think of something that was really irritating the last few days. And this person did a really great job because their graph looks like they're frustrated. But then they were asked to let go of that feeling of frustration and evoke a feeling of appreciation. And this person did a really good job because you can see the physiological response. They go from the hyper state of frustration into a coherent state, which is evidenced by this wave-like heart rhythm pattern in the blue graph. And this shift has all kinds of implications for health, well-being, and performance on the physical, mental, and emotional levels. One simple example is the tabs to the right of the graphs, where frustration induces cortical inhibition. Because the signal from the heart to the brain is a big part of the reason why, when we're stressed, we don't think clearly. We say and do dumb things. But when we take the time and go away from a problem, get centered, focus, talk to a friend, take a nap, pray, meditate, exercise, go for a walk in nature, all of these things help to bring back our coherence. That's when we get cortical facilitation. That's when the light bulb can go off, when we can get the obvious solution we just couldn't think of, or something nonlinear, intuitive that, where did that come from? If you scroll down to the next graph, it talks about the coherent state. On the left, all the rhythms are acting independently. The person makes the coherence shift with quick coherence technique, and everything starts to synchronize to the heart rhythm pattern. Scroll down to the next graph. Key distinction: coherence is not relaxation. This is important because a lot of people using the M-Wave have been through self-regulation training, and one of the techniques often taught is relaxation. Could be progressive muscle relaxation, relaxation response, and they feel good. But if you do a true relaxation exercise with the M-Wave during a session, you will not be rewarded with a high score, which is puzzling because you're feeling good, but the M-Wave isn't responding. It's because you're emotionally coherent or feeling good, but you're not physiologically coherent as defined by the M-Wave. Because relaxation is a passive, parasympathetic dominant state. Coherence is an active, focused, and engaged state that incorporates both sympathetic and parasympathetic. It's more akin to the zone or the flow state that athletes aspire to. So relaxation is very passive. Coherence is active. The other exception is you might be physiologically coherent, but not emotionally coherent. This is much less common, but for example, a young, very fit yoga teacher can call up and say, "I'm really stressed, but the M-Wave is showing me is 100% high coherence." And the response for that kind of a situation is simply just raise the challenge level, which we'll be talking about a little later in the orientation. But the good news is that for most people, when they're stressed, they're going to be in low coherence. When they're feeling good or coherent, they're going to be in high coherence. All right, so what I'd like to do now is to close out the library window and to go back to the main screen. When you start working with a client on the M-Wave Pro program, you need to create a user profile in order to track all of their sessions. There's two ways to do that. In the upper left, you probably see your name in that little white box. If you click on that, you can go down to Add User. If you let that go and go to the User menu, New, that's the other way. You simply enter the first and last name or an identifier. Date of birth, gender, and email address are optional. Then you simply click Create Account. And then once you do that, that new user's name will show up in the drop-down list in the upper left. and whatever name is displayed in the upper left is where sessions will be stored until you change that username. What I'd like you to do is connect your ear sensor to your earlobe. Either one shouldn't matter. If you're working with lots of clients or patients over time, I recommend that you get the optional $25 finger sensor from a HeartMath web store or from your account executive. You will find that a certain number of clients have small earlobes, non-existent earlobes, or too much jewelry installed, or perhaps their earlobes are too sensitive to clip to. It's also good to have a backup on hand in case your main ear sensor fails. That way you won't be out of sensor while one's being sent to you as a replacement. Let's go ahead and click on the Start button at the bottom center. If the mandala window pops up, please close it. You'll see the calibrating please wait message, upper left. And lower left, you start to see the pulse wave come across the screen from left to right. You want to see tall, narrow, rounded peaks. If you're not seeing that, adjust the sensor on the earlobe. Maybe try the other ear. And then you start to see the heart rhythm graph on the top half of the screen coming on from left to right. And if you look at the vertical axis, you can see how much variability you have. You might have a heart rhythm graph going between 65 and 75, 70 and 85, 75 and 85. It can vary quite widely based on age, fitness, health, and stress levels. And again, our goal is to change the jaggy pattern, which is probably what most of us are seeing at the moment, into the wave-like pattern we call coherence. And we score how jaggy or smooth the heart rhythm pattern is with the coherence ratios in the lower right-hand corner of the screen. We've got low, medium, and high coherence, or red, blue, and green bars. Low coherence is the percentage of time during the session when we're in the standard jaggy pattern. Low coherence could really be called normal coherence because it's not bad. It doesn't mean something's wrong or a person's all stressed out. However, a person who is stressed would typically be in low coherence. Medium coherence is a percentage of time where you're getting more wave-like but not quite there yet. High coherence is a percentage of time when you're in the desired wave-like pattern. And these ratios are cumulative over the duration of the entire session. So if you're in low coherence for a minute, suddenly shift into high coherence, it can take a while for low to approach zero and high to approach 100%. Your current coherence state is recalculated every 5 seconds based on the previous 64 seconds worth of heart rhythm data. And your current coherence state is indicated by the box underneath one of the coherence bars that's currently colored in and has white letters. The other two are white with black letters. But your current coherence state is indicated by the box that's colored in with the white numbers. So look now and see what your current coherence state is. And again, these can change very quickly. Even while we're talking right now, you can change from one state to another. And if you look in the very lower left-hand corner of the screen, you'll see a little white box with coherence underneath it that has a number and a little colored circle just to the right of that. That's your numeric coherence score that's recalculated every 5 seconds. And that number ranges for most people from a range of 0 to 8. The average coherence score over millions of sessions is 2.5. So if you're in the 2 to 3 range, you're right in the thick of it. The highest score we've ever observed is 14. But again, for most of us, our scores will range between 0 and 8. And every 5 seconds, the coherence score is summed into the achievement score. So the higher your current coherence score, the longer your sessions, the higher your achievement score will be. Some people like to do sessions until they get to a certain number of points, say 300. Right above the coherence and achievement score is the accumulated score graph. It's a different scoring measure. You get 1 point for every 5 seconds in blue, 2 points for every 5 seconds in green, and minus 1 point for every 5 seconds in red. When you're first getting started, it can look like a little mountain range as you go in and out of coherence. As you get more experience, the blue goes up at a steep angle from the start of the session, and we'll get into the zone area. And if you get your blue into the zone area, it means you were able to get a lot of coherence quickly from the very get-go. During a session, you can create journal entries to document something that you might want to remember later on. If you look at the right-hand edge of the screen under User Session, if you don't see User Session, click on the magnifying glass. At the bottom of the column, it says Create Journal. So you can set a mood, type in notes, then you close the window, the notes are saved. You can click on that area again and then create a new note with the plus sign in the lower left, or click on an existing note to edit it. You can also make notations right on the heart rhythm graph. If you hold the shift key down, click on the heart rhythm graph as it's being created, an annotations box pops up. You can title it, make some notes, and click OK, and that'll leave a little yellow box with the title of your note on the screen, which you can then come back to later on and click on. Let's click on the stop button at the bottom center of the screen, and the session is automatically saved. Click on the start button, and what I'd like you to notice is the breathing pacer that appears in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. If for some reason you don't see it, go to the view menu, and it should say Show Breath Pacer. Follow the little pacer with your breath. As the blue bar goes up, breathe in. As it goes down, breathe out. Underneath that little bar, there's a plus and minus button, which can be used to speed up or slow down the breath pacer speed. To the right of that, we have the User Session column. Click on User, and if you don't see User Session, click on the magnifying glass right above that. Down at the bottom of the user information, it says breath cycle time. Probably says 10 seconds, or something slightly different if you've pressed the buttons. Click on the number of seconds, and a little window will pop up, and you can set the exact breath rate that you prefer. And that breath rate is relevant to this particular user and not any others. So if you have that window popped up, just click OK. What I'd like you to do now is breathe in when the bar goes up and breathe out when the bar goes down. What you'll notice is when you breathe in, your heart speeds up. When you breathe out, your heart slows down. So by pacing our breathing, we're creating physiological coherence. And you should get a fair amount of blue and green while you're doing this. Let's go ahead and click on the stop button. And again, our session is automatically saved. Click on the start button. And we're going to practice the quick coherence technique where we activate or evoke a heartfelt feeling, like gratitude, appreciation, fun, accomplishment, deep state of prayer, meditation, working in the garden, being out in nature. A couple of the best things I've found are how much we love our pets, how much they love us, or how much we love our grandchildren. Because with those two, there's a deep state of unconditional love that's very easy to access and evoke. It could be courage, poise, dignity, camaraderie. For athletes, that feeling of being in the zone. For type A's, that feeling of accomplishment, of getting the job done, completing the project. So it varies widely by individual. And what I would ask you to do is to think about something that you can use in the quick coherence exercise. So once you've decided, what I'd like you to do is to practice the quick coherence technique. You can do this eyes open or eyes closed. It's up to you. And we're going to do this for about a minute, and I'll let you know when the time is up. So go ahead and focus your attention in the area of the heart. Imagine your breath is flowing in and out through the heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than normal. And make a sincere effort to experience a regenerative feeling, such as appreciation or care for something or someone in your life. And hold that feeling for about a minute, and I'll let you know the time is up. If your mind wanders, just go back to that heartfelt feeling. All right, thank you very much, and I hope that was an enjoyable experience. Let's go ahead and click on the stop button. People often ask how often they should practice, and we recommend starting off with 3 5-minute sessions per day. Maybe one when you first wake up in the morning, one around midday, one maybe in the afternoon or evening before you're going to sleep. And over time, you might increase the number of sessions or increase your session length. As long as you're able to maintain coherence, keep the session going. You don't want to sit there in 20 minutes in low coherence. That's not very much fun. So start off with several short, frequent sessions and gradually build up as you go. Look in the upper left-hand corner of your screen, where it says challenge. It probably says challenge low. If you click on that spot, a little pop-up window appears with challenge low, medium, high, and highest, and set default. We created challenge levels for the program because once you get good at it, let's say you start off and you can get 80, 90, 100% green most of the time, the program could get boring. So we made challenge levels. So once that occurs, go to challenge medium, which raises the threshold on what the program considers to be medium and high coherence. Most people end up on medium. People with advanced self-regulation training who have a lot of youthful vitality may end up at high challenge. Highest is really only for people who are exceptionally fit, professional athletes perhaps, or very advanced self-regulation training. You want to be on a challenge level where you have to do something to get out of low coherence, but not so challenging that you can't get out of low coherence because that's frustrating. One thing to note is that you can breathe your way into the green at low and medium challenge, but at high and highest, you really have to shift to a heartfelt feeling because that produces a smoother breathing rhythm than most people can produce with paced breathing. The set default option at the bottom of the list allows you to permanently change the challenge level for the user that's displayed in the upper left. Let's start another session and go over some more session commands. Go to the View menu at the top of the screen and go down to HRV Full Screen. What this does is that it hides the coherence ratios, which can be very useful if you're working with a client who you know is going to be anxious about being 100% low coherence or who would be distracted by all that information when you're trying to do the basic explanations. Now go back to the View menu and go back to HRV full screen, and that brings back the coherence ratio bars. Let's bring back the pulse wave. Two ways to do this. Go to the view menu, then scroll down to bottom left, and then select pulse wave. A faster way to bring up the pulse wave screen is to click on the little gray circle with the right triangle that's in the upper right hand corner of the pulse wave screen. This is just to the left of where it says coherence ratio above the coherence ratio bars. If you click on that little gray circle with the white triangle, a pop-up menu also appears that allows you to change the window's function. It's good to be able to review the pulse wave during a session because it goes away quickly once the session starts. You might see red lines up in the heart rhythm graph or blue lines. Red lines means that the program doesn't like some of the data points that it's seeing. They're too far out of range for the program to consider them to be normal. Blue lines means the data points are valid, they're just off the scale of the current screen. So if you start to see red lines in the heart rhythm graph, bring up the pulse wave. Again, you want to see tall, narrow, rounded peaks. If you're seeing something jaggy or stair-steppy, adjust the sensor on the earlobe, try the other ear. You might try the finger sensor if you have it. If the pulse wave looks pretty regular except for little peaks among the big peaks or irregular spacing, the heart rhythm is because of the heart rhythm pattern itself. This can be due to being tired or too much caffeine. It could also be due to a heart rhythm irregularity. So if you see that, little peaks among the big peaks or irregular spacing, you might ask the client casually if they have any sort of heart rhythm irregularity. If they say yes, such as atrial fib, PVCs, PACs, mitral valve prolapse, or some other condition, that would explain the irregular pulse wave. If they say no, and you've ruled out caffeine and sensor placement and movement artifact, you might want to gently suggest that next time they get a checkup, to ask their doctor to listen to their heart, just to be on the safe side. And let them know that 90% of the time, if it would be an undiagnosed heart rhythm issue, that it's not clinically significant. But just know that on rare occasions, people have gone to their doctors after seeing red lines and been treated for some condition. So it's good to be aware of that, because if you're working with hundreds of clients over time, you will see clients with arrhythmias. And as long as you're not getting constant red lines, you can still get a usable coherence score. If the red lines are in fact constant, it's worth teaching the client the quick coherence technique and then maybe remeasuring a month or two down the road to see if there's any change. There have been instances in the past where people with heart rhythm issues have practiced heart math over time and notice physiological benefits. Now let's take a look at the power spectrum screen. Go to the view menu, go down to bottom left, and power spectrum. Or you can click on that little gray circle with the white triangle just to the left of where it says coherence ratio and select power spectrum. What you should see in the lower left hand corner of the screen is a bunch of vertical blue bars on a varied blue background. The power spectrum analysis underlies the coherence scores, and I'll talk about how they relate as we go. You notice that there's three regions. There's a dark blue, light blue, and middle blue from left to right. What researchers have determined, if you have blue bars in the far left, that's an indication of sympathetic activation and intrinsic heart rhythm activity. So most people, when you sit them down and start a session and they're in the standard jaggy heart rhythm pattern, the blue bars are going to be mostly in the far left, and sometimes they're kind of scattered all over the screen. If you do a true relaxation exercise, the blue bars in the far left will go down, the bars around 0.3 will go up. because that region around 0.3 is the parasympathetic zone. As you move into high coherence, the blue bars focus in the middle around 0.1 Hz, which corresponds to a 10-second breathing cycle. 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, which is the rhythm that most people exhibit when they're in high coherence. They may actually range from 4.5 to 6.5 breaths per minute, but most people breathe around 6. Some people like to train to this screen because it's very dynamic. A more technical description of the power spectrum is that each bar in the graph represents a sine wave at a particular frequency and amplitude. If you add all the sine waves up represented by the bar, you recreate the original waveform, which in this case would be the heart rhythm graph. Let's stop the session. And at the top of the screen, you see the big red heart. Just to the left of that is an icon with three vertical bars that if you move your mouse over it, it says Review Progress. Click on that. And this is your Review Progress screen for this user, indicated in the upper left. Each column represents one session. From the bottom to the top, it's the date of the session, stars representing the challenge level you were on, coherence ratios for the session, and then achievement score and average coherence, which you can toggle by clicking on their labels at the top of the graph. The achievement score is represented by the bright orange vertical bars, average coherence by the blue line graph. What we'd like to see in particular is that blue line graph increase from right to left, from older to newer sessions. You can double click on one of the columns and it brings the session up for review. If you want the entire HRV graph to appear on the screen, if it's longer than a few minutes, click on the View menu and go down to Compress HRV Timescale. If that element is grayed out, it means your session is not long enough to be compressed. And again, if you want, you can shift click on the heart rhythm graph somewhere and create an annotation box. You can also rerun the session by going to the Run menu, Replay HRV Session, which you might want to do for a conference presentation to show a session that's part of a case history. Let's look at the session print function. Go to the File menu, then down to Print. Select the options that you want to print in the report and click OK. And then choose your printer and print. On a Mac, you have a PDF option where you can save to PDF. On your PC, if you don't have a PDF printer that Adobe Acrobat provides, you can get a free one by searching for Nitro PDF Reader. It's a free equivalent to Adobe Reader, but it gives you a virtual PDF printers, which will show up in your printer options. So this will allow you to print your reports to PDF. And remember, back in Preferences, under Print, if you entered your practice information, that'll be included in any printout you give to a client. Let's go ahead and click on the Cancel button. Click on the Review Progress icon at the top of the screen again. And you may find in the future that you have stored a session in the wrong user. The way you can remove one or more sessions is to click on the session, shift-click on multiple sessions if need be, go to the User menu, and select a different user. And you'll be asked if you want to move the sessions that you've selected. So if you did that, go ahead and click on Cancel. So you can see that it's very easy to move sessions from one user to another. You can also copy sessions from one database to another. If you have two databases open on your screen, in Review Progress, select the sessions in one user, click over to the other database, and paste those same sessions into the user on the other database. Go ahead and click on the heart icon top center, and click on the Start button down at the bottom of the screen. click on the little gray heart with the dashes around it in the upper right. It's between the cloud and the little box with a key in it. This brings up the mandala window, which the mandala is another breath pacer. It paces at the same rate that you've set with the first breath pacer that we described. And there's a current coherence state indicator right above it. And as the session progresses, the boxes around the perimeter of the mandala fill up in 5-second increments. Once the circle is surrounded by the colored boxes, they reflect the low, medium, and high coherence ratios. Up above, you have the current coherence score. To the right, the length of the session and your achievement points. Below in the black box, you have your HRV pattern. And below that, you have coherence over time, which is a really neat graph because it shows you your coherence trends. Is your coherence steady? Is it going up, going down? It also shows the numeric thresholds between low and medium and high coherence, and your peak achievement score. And the thresholds between low and medium and high increase as you raise the challenge level. So coherence over time is really a neat graph to watch while you're doing your sessions. Let's go ahead and close the mandala window and stop our session. Click on the balloon icon at the top center, just to the right of the red heart. And this takes us to our games and activities screen. Upper left, we have Coherence Coach, which guides you through the steps of quick coherence with an adjustable breathing pacer and various graphics that you can choose. To the right of that, we have My Inspiration, which leads you to select pictures from the computer's pictures library that the program rotates through while you're doing your session. That's accompanied by the music that you select back in Preferences under Sound, and then the soundtrack item. Then we have the Balloon Garden and Rainbow game that are 10, 3, and 5 minutes in length respectively. The balloon goes farther the more coherence you have. The garden colors in with plants and animals the more coherence you have. And the rainbow comes down and fills up the pot of gold with up to 100 coins. The rainbow game is interesting in that the rainbow will recede on you if you go back into low coherence. And that can be quite challenging then to maintain composure to be able to get back into medium and high coherence to get the rainbow to come back and start filling up the pot of gold again. Then we have the four visualizers, which are music, picture, and special effect that increases as you get more and more coherent. These are a little more contemplative and relaxing in nature. And as I mentioned earlier, we have the jet ski game and the car racing game that are add-on games at an extra cost that are a little more stimulating, but basically you have to maintain coherence to keep gas in your tank to keep the race going. Otherwise, the vehicle stops and the screen fills up with fog and stays that way until you fill your gas tank up with enough coherence to resume the race. If you'd like to get demos of these games that you can run prior to purchase, send an email to games@heartmath.com and we'll get you those demos that you can download and install and run a couple times before you have to enter a registration code. Let's look at creating multiple database files. If you're going to be working with hundreds of clients over time, you don't want them all in the same database file. First of all, the list of names would become very large, perhaps hundreds of users long. And also, it's not a good idea to have all of your users and sessions in one giant database in case there was ever a data corruption issue. So what we're going to do is start off by going to the File menu, New Database, and we're going to name it A through E, or A-E, and then we're going to save it. The next one we might name F-H for the next section. So we go ahead and save this, And then it asks us to create a user profile, which you might put in your name or a dummy name, just to get the first user in the database. And you go create account. And then it says your profile has been successfully created. And a new window pops up. Up at the top left corner, it says a-e.emdb. Now you can go ahead and close this database by going to the File menu, Close Database. Then you're back to your main database. Look in the upper left-hand corner, and it says mwave.emdb. That's the default database name. So let's say you have a client coming in, and they're in a different database. Go to the File menu, Open Database. That takes you into the Documents MWave folder, and you will have created a whole series of databases like A-E, F-H, I-K, however you want to do it. And you select and open that database. Then you select the client's username from the list, and then you can begin doing your sessions. One little subtlety here, you noticed down at the bottom of the list it says done. You can select that and it clears the current username, so it's back to select user. So this is how you segment your database. I also recommend that you check out our health professional webpage. Go to www.heartmathhealthprofessional.com, where you can get details on our clinical training programs. They're taught online, web, and phone. We have two tracks, one taught by a clinical psychologist with many years of experience with HeartMath, and a functional medicine, integrative medicine physician who also has many years of experience. Wonderful classes, very in-depth training, many HeartMath techniques and protocols for a wide variety of presentations. We do one almost once a month these days. Also, I have lists of resources on a wide variety of conditions, such as chronic pain, trauma, couples therapy, autism, ADHD, sports, equine therapy, military veteran. If you'd like more information on any of those topics, please send an email to healthpro@heartmath.com. Again, this is Tom Beckman from HeartMath, from the Health Professional Group. Hope you've enjoyed this orientation. It's just the beginning, but I hope it gets you off to a good start in your personal and professional use. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us. Call us anytime at 800-450-9111. Internationally, 831-338-8700. And again, thank you for the opportunity of making us part of your personal and professional practice. Thank you very much. Bye for now.